Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
The Sharks are on the ice right now at Sharks Ice at San Jose, warming up and getting ready for the game against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Drew Remenda, they would like to have a good performance coming back from what's been a very disappointing road trip, 0-5, and especially the way the last game happened. It brought back memories of 92-93.
I look at the last game, and that's what happens when you're not detailed. That's what happens when you don't compete. That's what happens when you don't support each other. That's what happens when the other team is much better and you don't play and max out. The 92-93 team, we just straight up weren't good. Like, this team would smoke the 92-93 team.
Without question.
Talent-wise. As far as heart and character and hustle and all that, for the most part, I would say they were evenly matched, 92-93 to these guys. For the most part, this team has hustled. This team has played well as far as giving you the best they got. But their lack of skill is obviously the reasons they haven't been winning and losing. The hardest thing to do now is not count down the days. We talked about it in Pittsburgh. It's okay to have a vacation plan, but don't pack your bags yet. And I thought in the last two games, but especially the Nashville game, they looked like a couple of the guys were folding their laundry, packing their bags. And that's the biggest challenge this coaching staff has to fight, to get these guys to fight through that.
By the way, how much of a challenge is it for the coaching staff?
A lot, huge. Because this sucks, as we know. So, yeah, it is. But what you do as a coaching staff is you just work. You just try to work the problem. Now, there's, you know, the problem of not good enough is a problem that you can try to solve through tactics, through some X's and O's, through some systems. But all you can ask from your guys is give me the effort. Give me the effort that says, hey, we're going to play it right out till the end. And in Nashville, that didn't happen. That's why David Quinn was so disappointed at the end of the game. That's why Granlund was so disappointed at the end of the game. That's why we were all disappointed at the end of the game. They just didn't give the effort that they had been giving for the majority of the season.
So the next question is, what now? Obviously, you have to have the attitude of you come to work. That's what the players have to do. We've talked for the last couple of games about that there's a lot to play for in the fact that players are basically auditioning for next season for this team or maybe another team. And the other side of it is, you know, for a young guy like Thomas Bortolo, who I thought has played reasonably well since his recall, an opportunity once again to show that he's ready for the next level. And we've had some chances for that. Devin Cooley in goal showed us something, and I think that was really important. And now tonight, against the Tampa Bay Lightning team, hey, they're facing a team that's really good. They lost to them 6-0 way back in October, which seems like a century ago. But a lot of the same conditions exist. The Lightning were a team that are on the cusp of making the playoffs, but they're not guaranteed to be in there. They, Detroit, Washington, the Islanders, they're all fighting. Philly, you could throw in that group, fighting for basically three spots. And if you look at the standings, by the way, you know, at the playoff standings level, it's pretty intense. You've got three teams in the West with 93 points, all of them in the Central Division. You got Vancouver at the top of the standings, hoping that they can stay up there because They don't want to be in that second versus third situation. And in the East, you got some of the same thing with the, you know, teams like Florida and Boston. You throw Toronto and the Rangers in there. These are really good hockey teams, and it's quite a battle.
It's going to be a fantastic first round. The one thing I will say about the NHL, as much as I don't like the playoff system, I always think it should be 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, on and on. I don't care what's west, east, it doesn't matter. So you end up getting the best teams in the final rounds. The one thing we do know with the way that Mr. Bettman and the NHL has set it up, that the first rounds will be the best. And
why is that, you think?
Because everybody's still got a chance. Everybody's coming right off the momentum. The injury, you're healthier at the start. But the other aspect is this. We know from the ratings that after this first round, the ratings drop, and they continue to drop and continue to drop for a number of reasons. Number one is your team's out, so you quit watching. There's more team fans than there are hockey fans.
Or league fans.
League fans. We also know it's nicer weather. We also know it's time to get outside. We also know that it's 6 weeks to win that Stanley Cup. We know it's a long road, so you got to invest. And we've been inside all the time. That's why we continue to see the ratings drop. But that first round will be fantastic. And teams know, ever since LA got in, when they were the eighth, they beat the Sharks on that last day, and they made the playoffs, and they won the Stanley Cup. Ever since then, everybody's been going, just got to get to the dance, babe. That's all we got to do is get to the dance.
Well, let's handicap it right now. Looking at the way the standings are as of this morning skate, Sharks getting set to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at SAP Center to begin a little homestand. You would have Detroit playing Boston.
Yep.
I think that's a Boston win, but Detroit will give them a fight.
Yeah, we thought Florida was a Boston win last year, too.
Yeah, fair enough. I think Boston might remember that, though.
Yeah, well, they better.
Meanwhile, you've got the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Sharks' opponents tonight, would face off against the New York Rangers. And, boy, I think that series could go a long way, although I do believe, personally, that the Rangers may be the team to beat in the East Coast, even though Florida is looking really good, too. To me, the Rangers have that great mix, and they've got Shesterkin. But Shesterkin versus Vasilevsky in the first round could be just epic.
I'm flipping the proverbial coin on that one, although I do like the Rangers a lot.
Carolina against Philly. Love John Tortorella and what he's doing. Maybe Couturier will be scratched for the playoff series, too. You never know. It depends if he's ready. But bottom line is, Carolina is a very stable team. They don't quite have the goaltending that other teams have, but neither does Philly.
No, they don't. But that makes what John has done so good. And then the Couturier thing. Oh, please. He scored 2 goals in his last 30 games.
Exactly. Big
Shut
deal.
Shut up, everybody.
I know. I don't understand what the big deal is. To me, it's like he's putting the guys that he feels are the best 20 on the ice. By the way, just in case you're wondering, folks, this morning's skate show is in the John Tortorella camp. I've known him for 35 years. You've known him for a pretty long time, and we both really respect him.
Big time. And he's got a standard. You don't play to that standard, you don't play.
Exactly. Now, Florida-Toronto. Oh, the Maple Leafs don't want to play in this series. It's almost like they'd rather finish second in the wild card and play the Rangers in the first round.
Yeah, because it's hard to play Florida. Florida is the meanest, toughest, pain-in-the-you-know-what team. They're a bunch of jerks the way they play, and it's working. And that team, you look at the NHL, that team has an identity, and they play to it all the time. They are a hard team to play against.
About a minute to go in the show, Drew. We got to look at the Western Conference quickly. Vegas would play Vancouver in the first round. I don't like that if I'm Vancouver. Nashville would play Winnipeg. That would be a great series, but I think Winnipeg squeaks it out just barely. But what a goaltending duel that would be with Hellebuck going up against Saros. Then you got Colorado, Dallas, and Edmonton, L.A. Oh, boy.
Again, flipping the proverbial coin on everything. If Vegas gets healthy, Hurdle comes back, Stone comes back, Eichel comes back, look out.
It's going to be an interesting one. And here tonight, we've got a great game, too. The Sharks and the Tampa Bay Lightning. By the way, all this playoff talk, I want to remind everybody that Drew and I do a playoff series. Yep. So once the season ends, the Stanley Cup playoff report will go over everything, so you can stay right here on the Sharks Audio Network for that. But for tonight, we're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time. The Sharks lost 6-0 to the Lightning last time they played them way back in October. Would like to have a much better showing as they come back home in front of their fans, and they definitely want to give their best against this Lightning team. Stand by. It's all coming your way on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.